I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The old man winter popping open a cold one on us and putting his feet up early here tonight. Boy, oh boy, got a little bit of sun peeking out here in these last few hours of the day. But as things continue on into the night, boy, it's going to clear up and drop like a rock. How big a drop? AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with the details. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, the biggest drop of the season so far, it looks like, as temperatures are going to really tumble tonight. So well down into the 20s, even in the city. And most places getting down into the teens. We're near 40 in most spots right now, but there's a cold front approaching. May touch off a flurry or brief snow shower here through the rest of the afternoon into this evening. There's a few flurries north of the city now. Most areas won't see anything, though. But as the sky clears again, it is going to turn sharply colder, not just in the teens in most suburbs. Some of the coldest spots in northwest New Jersey into the Hudson Valley could even drop into the single digits as we head late into tonight and early tomorrow. And temperatures struggle to get above the freezing mark during the day tomorrow. Larry?
Cold days ahead. Thank you, Brian. Gosh-awful start to the day on Long Island, everybody, after the owners of a beloved deli, been around for more than 3 decades, they say, stabbed to death inside their place, and police have taken the couple's son into custody. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall and Bethpage for us, where neighbors and longtime customers are just in shock and heartbroken over this.
Customers came to the popular deli pizzeria here in Bethpage in disbelief after authorities say the owners were stabbed to death. This man says he was inside when the son admitted to the crime.
He walked out and he says, I stabbed my parents, and nonchalantly walked out.
There was a man handcuffed and taken into a police vehicle. Family members loudly cried and hugged one another. Customers say the owners were very nice.
I've been coming here for 30 years and nothing like this. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me in my lifetime, and I'm 97 years old.
Some customers said they would come here every day. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
What in the world happened with that? A Long Island man also facing an aggravated harassment charge tonight for allegedly threatening a teenager while he was praying. This happened last night in Island Park after the teen had finished making a food delivery to a house. Cops say the 18-year-old realized it was time to pray. It was about 6 p.m., so he pulled a mat from his car, placed it on the ground, and started praying. They say, allegedly, that's when 67-year-old Thomas McGarry came over and started yelling at him, including derogatory statements and a violent threat. McGarry was arrested a short time later. He's due in court on Christmas Eve. A couple of weeks before his tenure at City Hall ends, and Mayor Adams signed an executive order today banning city agencies from discrimination against Israel. That includes barring the city from divesting from Israeli companies, something that some advocates have been calling for.
Does this executive order have anything to do with Mayor-elect Mamdani's support for divesting from Israel?
No, I'm thinking about what the need is, as I've always done. What's the need?
The mayor says the need is to invest in Israeli innovations that he thinks can help the city.
I don't think people realize the innovation that's coming out of Israel, how it is helping the mother in Brownsville. The technology that Israel is creating is improving the life of a person who's dealing with an ailment in the Bronx.
But he is concerned with Democratic socialists supporting BDS. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The mayor-elect responded to the move at a separate event last hour.
The mayor is free to issue as many executive orders as he'd like with the less than 30 days that he has in office. And then we will be taking a look at every single one once we actually enter into City Hall.
Okay, we'll see how this all plays out once Mamdani takes office in a few weeks, everybody. Some interesting times here. Well, the city really wants any illegal gun owners to turn in their weapons. So much so, they're offering cash, even free AirPods, at a gun buyback event in Brooklyn this weekend. It's being hosted by District Attorney Eric Gonzalez, who says anybody who turns in an operable gun or assault rifle will be given a $500 bank card, up to three per person, in fact. Ooh. And the first 100 people get something extra about some free AirPods they'll toss in. They're also offering lesser cash rewards for ghost guns, 3D printed guns, and the like. No ID required, by the way. No questions asked. No handcuffs there on site. That's what they're telling us. The event happens Saturday at St. Paul's Community Baptist Church. Starts at 10 a.m. Runs till 4 o'clock, I think. It was a very happy surprise at the New York Jets facility as Chris Boyd showed up today to say hey to his teammates. Defensive coordinator Steve Wilkes says they just couldn't believe it.
That was very emotional to be able to see him, and it was a private moment between all of us, and I'll leave it at that, but it was great to see him in the building.
So refresh us, Larry Mullins, who is Chris Boyd? That visit coming weeks after Boyd, you know, who was shot in the abdomen outside a Manhattan restaurant, had to undergo multiple procedures. He was really, really in bad shape. Boyd was back in the hospital about a week ago, sharing on social media that he needed to get checked out again. The NYPD has not made any arrests in that case. Another year-end list is out, this time on the world's most mispronounced words. And on that list, the name of the future leader of New York City.
The mayor-elect has said he understands that people make an honest mistake in the pronunciation of his name, but he says some mispronounce it on purpose.
Zoran Mamdani.
Zoran Mamdani.
And Mamdani.
This woman eventually did get it right.
All right, so the pronunciation of the mayor-elect's name is what?
Mamdani.
No.
Mamdani.
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 Now, according to Babbel, who put this list together, the most common mistake is when people swap the M and the N in Mamdani's last name. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
It's going to be an interesting year, folks. Cops searching for two suspects tied to at least 8 robberies using a moped. The duo accused of pulling off the crimes across Queens, Manhattan, Brooklyn, dating all the way back to mid-October. In each case, police say they ride up on a moped and snatch the victim's necklace right from their neck before driving off. 4 of the victims were teenagers. In all, the stolen items are valued at nearly $15,000. Well, another day of a high-stakes hearing today in the case against accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Talking about what evidence is allowed at trial today.
Luigi Mangione had his head down, taking notes as more of the interaction with police in Pennsylvania played out on courtroom monitors. The rookie cop who assisted in the arrest was on the stand describing his conversations with Mangione, who had initially given police a fake ID with the name Mark Rosario. Once in the squad car, Mangione apologized for the inconvenience. Police searched his pockets, jacket, and backpack, where they found handwritten lists, a bus ticket, a gun, and notes critical of the healthcare system. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we'll continue to follow developments in that case. Well, police are out with photos today of a man wanted for randomly punching a teenage girl last week. This happened the day before Thanksgiving, right there near 184th Street and Horace Harding Expressway. Police say the 14-year-old girl, she's just walking along, minding her own, a little after 11 a.m., broad daylight. Yeah, suspect approached her and punched her in the face. Say the guy then ran off while the girl suffered minor injuries. You can see photos of the suspect on our website at 1010winds.com. Anybody with information on this guy is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.